Self-scrutiny, thirsting for water, doubting and turning against God are some of the phrases that help us to focus on the message of this Sunday using the option for Year A for the RCIA. This Sunday, the readings focus on the symbolism of water, leading us to self-scrutiny and the realization of our own thirst for God. The readings help us to connect with the first of three scrutinies celebrated this Sunday with those elected for baptism on the first Sunday of Lent. In the Gospel, Jesus is at Jacob's well, seated there in the midday sun, and he is thirsty. A Samaritan woman arrives to draw water. Jesus asks the woman for some water to drink, but his intention is to use water as a talking point in order to lead us to discover our own thirst, our need for conversion, our need to turn around towards God. Jesus knows that he has quite a reputation in our village, having been married 5 times and now living with a 6th man. In the course of an interesting dialogue, Jesus, who is thirsty for her conversion, gradually leads her to scrutinize herself, but goes farther to tell her about her secret life. Though embarrassed at Jesus' scrutiny and insight into her life, she is led gradually first to confess that she knows that the Messiah, the Christ, is coming, and when he comes, he will tell us everything. At that point, Jesus reveals his true identity to her. I who am speaking to you am he. She is first surprised and then becomes completely converted and accepts the water of life that Jesus offers to quench her spiritual thirst. This woman who first came for a jug of water now puts the jug down and becomes a disciple sent to a village where she tells her people, "Come and see. Come and see the person who has changed my life." So she goes home, not only cleansed, but also refreshed after drinking the life-giving water that only Jesus can give. As we celebrate the first of three scrutinies with the candidates for baptism, the readings invite us too to self-scrutiny, so we may discover our spiritual thirst for the water of life before we become spiritually dehydrated. The message we take home this Sunday may be summed up in 3 points. 1. Like the Samaritan woman, this too is our day of scrutiny and conversion. 2. We are led to discover our spiritual thirst and invited to recognize our thirst for God's mercy and forgiveness. And finally, just as the Samaritan woman is converted and discovers our vocation as a disciple of Jesus to our village, we too are called to experience a new life in Christ and become witnesses of Jesus Christ. God bless you.